sound of Portland.
This is Stefan, and I have both bad news and good news for you in Psalm 38. Psalm 38, this is talking about your health, about cancer, and about our atonement through the Messiah. O Yahweh, don't punish me while you're angry. Thy arrows have struck deep, your blows are crushing me. Because of thy anger, my body is sick, my health is broken beneath my sins. They are like a flood, higher than my head. They are a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds stink and are festering. Because of my sins, I am bent and racked with pain. My days are filled with anguish. My loins burn with inflammation because of the pains in my heart. And my whole body is diseased. I am exhausted and crushed. I groan in despair. The pains of my heart. Yahweh, you know how I long for my health once more. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I'm going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies are trying to kill me. They plot my ruin and spend all their waking hours planning treachery. But I'm deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them, as a man who cannot speak. I have nothing to say, for I am waiting for thee. O ye Yahweh, my mighty one, come and protect me. Put an end to their arrogance, those who gloat when I am cast down. How constantly I find myself upon the verge of sin. This source of sorrow always stares me in the face. I confess my sins. I am sorry for what I have done. But my enemies persecute with vigor and continue to hate me, though I have done nothing against them to deserve it. They repay me evil for good, and hate me for standing for the right. Don't leave me, Yahweh. Don't go away. Come quickly. Help me, O my Savior and Deliverer. That was Psalm 38. And on this great day, I invite you to join us and join me as I read, and you can listen to Psalm 39. I said to myself, I'm going to quit complaining. I'll keep quiet, especially when the ungodly are around me. But as I stood there silently, the turmoil within me grew to the bursting point. The more I mused, the hotter the fires inside. Then at last I spoke and pled with Yahweh. Yahweh, help me to realize how brief my time on earth will be. Help me to know that I am here for but a moment more. My life is no longer than my hand. My whole lifetime is but a moment to thee. Proud men, proud man, frail as breath, a shadow, and all his busy rushing ends in nothing. All his busy rushing ends in nothing. He heaps up riches for someone else to spend. And so, Yahweh, my only hope is in thee. Save me from being overpowered by my sins, for even fools will mock me then. Yahweh, or Yehovah, I am speechless before you. I will not open my mouth to speak one word of complaint, for my punishment is from thee. Thou hast done it. Yahweh, don't hit me any more. I am exhausted beneath your hand. When you punish a man for his sins, he is destroyed, for he is as fragile as a moth-infested cloth. Yes, man is frail as breath. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh. Listen to my cry. Don't sit back unmindful of my tears, for I am thy guest. I am a traveler passing through the earth, as all my fathers were. Spare me, Yahweh. Let me recover and be filled with happiness again. Before my death, we heard Psalm 39 with all those questions and prayers. And please, now what is the answer? We find that in Psalm 40, and this is only going to take a couple more minutes. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for Yahweh to help me. Then he listened and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out from the bog and the mire, and set my feet on a hard, firm path, and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing of praises to our Mighty One, the Eternal. Now many will hear of the splendid things he did for me, and stand in awe before Yahweh, and put their trust in him. Many blessings are given to those who trust Yahweh, and have no confidence in those who are proud, or who trust in idols, in Elohim. O Yahweh, my Mighty One, many and many a time you have done great miracles for us, and we are ever in your thoughts. Who else can do such splendid things? No one else can be compared with thee. There isn't time to tell of all thy wondrous deeds. It isn't sacrifices and offerings which you really wanted from your people. And by the way, those were the added laws, the sacrifices for sin back in the Old Testament, the added law. It isn't sacrifices and offerings which you wanted from your people. Burnt animals bring no special joy to thy heart, but you have accepted the offer of my lifelong service. And here's where the Messiah quoted here, and we can find this in the Word in Psalm 40. Then I said, see, I have come, just as all the prophets foretold, as I delight to do thy will, my Yahweh, for thy law is written upon my heart. You'll also find that in the book of Hebrews. I have told everyone the good news that you forgave men's sins. Or, I have told everyone the good news about thy righteousness. I have not been timid about it, as you well know, O Yahweh. I have not kept this good news hidden in my heart, but you have proclaimed your loving kindness and truth to all the congregation. O Yahweh, don't hold back thy tender mercies from me. My only hope is in thy love and faithfulness. Otherwise, I perish, for problems far too big for me to solve are piled higher than my head. Meanwhile, my sins, too many to count, have all caught up with me, and I am ashamed to look up. My heart quails within me. Please, Yahweh, rescue me quickly. Come and help me. Confuse them. Turn them around and send them sprawling, all these who are trying to destroy me. Disgrace these scoffers with their utter failure. But may the joy of Yahweh be given to everyone who loves him and who loves his salvation. May they constantly exclaim, how great Yahweh is! I am poor and needy, yet Yahweh is thinking about me right now. O my Father, my Mighty One, thou art my helper. Thou art my Savior, my Deliverer. Come quickly and save me. Please don't delay. We heard Psalm 38, 39, and 40, and now you know what's new.
The Sound of Portland.
I am Stefan, and I have some good news from Psalm 41 and 42. In the top of the thought for today, in the Scriptures, is Psalm 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Yahweh will deliver him in time of trouble. Yahweh will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him into the will of his enemies. Yahweh will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Yahweh, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. In the Living Version, I will repeat from verse 3, he nurses them when they are sick, and soothes their pains and worries. I prayed, O Yahweh, be kind and heal me, for I have confessed my sins. I have repented. My enemies say, may he soon die and be forgotten. They act so friendly when they come to visit me while I am sick, but all the time they hate me and are glad that I am lying there upon my bed of pain. And when they leave, they laugh and mock. They whisper together about what they will do when I am dead. It's fatal, whatever it is, they say. You'll never get out of that bed. Even my best friend is turned against me, a man I completely trusted. How often we ate together. Yahweh, please don't desert me. Be favorable, Yahweh, and make me well again. Please give me thy unmerited favor. I know that thou art pleased with me because you haven't let my enemies triumph over me. You have preserved me because I was honest. You have admitted me forever to your presence. Bless me, Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, who exists from everlasting ages past and on into everlasting eternity ahead. Hallel and Hallel. That was Psalm 41. Now let's switch over to Psalm 42, and we'll be alternating between the Living Version and the King James. As the deer pants for water, so I long for thee, O Yahweh. I thirst for Yahweh, the living mighty one. Where can I find him to come and stand before him? Day and night I weep for his help, and all the while my enemies taunt me, where is thy God of yours? Where is that God of yours? They scoff. Then Psalm 42, verse 4, from the King James Version, the KJV. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of Yahweh, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept the feast days. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in Yahweh, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And in the Living Version, why be downcast, why be discouraged and sad? Hope in Yahweh, I shall yet praise him again. Yes, I shall again praise him for his help. Yet I am standing here depressed and gloomy, but I will meditate upon thy kindness to this lovely land, where the Jordan River flows, and where Mount Hermon and Mount Mizar stand. All thy waves and billows have gone over me, and floods of sorrow pour out upon me like a thundering cataract. Deep calls to deep at the noise of thy waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. Yet day by day Yahweh also pours out his steadfast love upon me, and through the night I sing his songs and pray to Yahweh, who gives me strength. O Yahweh, or Yahovah, or some say Jehovah, O Yahweh, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why must I suffer these attacks from my enemies? I cry. Their taunts pierce me like a fatal wound. Again and again they scoff, where is that God of yours? But, O my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect Yahweh to act, for I know that I shall again have plenty of reason to praise him for all that he will do. He is my help. He is my mighty one. Psalm 42 and Psalm 84 go together, speaking about being encouraged in Yahweh and in Yahusha, our Messiah, our Savior, especially when we go up to keep his feast, to go up again, and together with Yahweh's wonderful people, to praise Yahweh, the Almighty, on his feast days, such as Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. Psalm 43, O Yahweh, defend me from the charges of these merciless, deceitful men, for thou art Yahweh, my only place of refuge. Why have you tossed me aside? Why must I mourn at the oppression of my enemies? O send out thy light and your truth. Let them lead on. Let them lead me to your temple. Let the truth lead me to thy temple on thy separated mountain, Zion. There will I go to the altar of Yahweh, my exceeding joy, and praise him with my harp. O Yahweh, my mighty one! O my soul, why be so gloomy and discouraged? Trust in Yahweh, I shall again praise him for his wondrous help. He will make me smile again, or in the original, he is the help of my countenance, for he is my mighty one. So today we've heard Psalm 41, 42, and 43. This is Stephan Yah, reading the scriptures today and the thought for today, and now you know what's new. One thing I pray to Yahweh above, may each of your days be a day full of love.
May each day of your life be a good day, a good night.
The thought for today, Stefan here with Psalm 44. We've been talking about salvation, being delivered from the power of the enemy and from our sinful nature, and also from our sins. In those last Psalms there, around Psalm 40, 41, 42, 43. So in the 44th Psalm to the chief musician, we have heard with our ears, O Yahweh, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. And I think we're going to pick up the Living Version in verse 2. Our forefathers have told us how you drove the heathen nations from this land and gave it all to us, spreading Israel from one end of the country to the other. They did not conquer by their own strength and skill, but by thy mighty power, and because you smiled upon them and favored them. Thou art my king and my mighty one, my everlasting father, my sovereign one. Decree victories for thy people. It is only by thy power and through thy name that we tread down our enemies. I do not trust my weapons. They could never save me. Only you gave us the victory over those who hate us. My constant boast is the sovereign one. Yahweh, I can never thank thee enough. And yet for a time, O Yahweh, you have tossed us aside in dishonor and have not helped us in our battles. You actually have fought against us and defeated us before our foes. Our enemies have invaded our land and pillaged the countryside. You have treated us like sheep in a slaughter pen and scattered us among the nations. You sold us for a pittance. You valued us at nothing at all. The neighboring nations laugh and mock at us because of all the evil you have sent. You have made the word Jew a byword of contempt and shame among the nations, disliked by all. In fact, even among the Christian world, the word Jew is despised in regarding to Yahweh's law, generally speaking. I am constantly despised, mocked, taunted, and cursed by my vengeful enemies. I'm despised, mocked, taunted, and cursed by my vengeful enemies. And all of this has happened, Yahweh, despite our loyalty. We have not violated thy covenant. Our hearts have not deserted thee. We have not left your path by a single step. I think I'll pick this up in the King James here. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee. Neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. So we haven't forgotten thee, but it doesn't mean that we are completely innocent, does it? Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our sovereign or stretched out our hands to a strange Elohim, shall not Yahweh search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Romans 8:36 as well. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Yahweh? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaves unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. That's the end of Psalm 44. May Yahweh be praised. The thought for today in Psalm 44, we spoke about the Messiah. Psalm 45 is mostly about the bride. That's the bride of Messiah, and that constitutes all the peoples, all those called the chosen ones. Psalm 45 from the Living Version. My heart is overflowing with a beautiful thought. I will write a lovely poem to the king, for I am as full of words as the speediest writer pouring out his story. You are the fairest of all. Your words are filled with favor. Yahweh himself is blessing you forever. Arm yourself, O mighty one, so splendid, so majestic, and in your majesty go on to victory, defending truth, humility, and justice, and right ruling, rather. Go forth to awe-inspiring deeds. Your arrows are sharp in your enemies' hearts. They fall before you. Your throne, O Yahweh, endures forever. Right ruling is your royal scepter. You love what is good. I think we're talking to the bride again now. You love what is good and hate what is wrong. Therefore, Yahweh, your mighty one, has given you more gladness than anyone else. Your robes are perfumed with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. In your inlaid palaces of ivory, lovely music is played for your enjoyment. King's daughters are among your special ones. And in the King James Version, in verse 9, that's Psalm 45, verse 9, King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen and the gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. Forget also your own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. For he is thy master, and praise thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all splendid within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. So that is the called ones, the chosen ones, commonly called the church. The king's daughter is all splendid within. Clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee for ever and ever. Psalm 46. Yahweh is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of Yahweh, the pure separated place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Yahweh is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Yahweh shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Yahweh of hosts is with us. The mighty one of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of Yahweh. What desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in sunder. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. I'm reading there from Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I'll be exalted among the heathen and be exalted in the earth. Yahweh of hosts is with us. Yahweh of Jacob is our refuge. And then you get three for the price of one here. Psalm 47. This is only nine verses. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto Yahweh with a voice of triumph. For Yahweh Most High is terrible. Or actually, that English word there is a wrong interpretation for today. But Yahweh Most High is esteemed. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. Yahweh is gone up with a shout, Yahweh with a sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to the sovereign. Sing praises unto our king. Sing praises for Yahweh. Yahweh is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Yahweh reigneth over the heathen. The sovereign one, sits upon the throne of his set apart, pure place. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the mighty one of Jacob, or excuse me, the mighty one of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto Yahweh. He is greatly exalted. And we heard Psalm 45, 46, and Psalm 47. And that's a thought for today. With a thought and the scripture for today, I'm going to Psalm 48. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our sovereign, in the mountain of his set-apart place. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Let's read that again, or hear that. Great is Yahweh, greatly to be praised, in the city of our sovereign, in the mountain of his set-apart place. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, city of the great king. The sovereign one is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. You broke the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of Yahweh of hosts, in the city of our sovereign one. Yahweh, the Eternal, will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Yahweh, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O Yahweh, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is Yahweh, our sovereign for ever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death, or he will be our guide forever to death. That was Psalm 48. Now we skip over to Psalm 49. Hear this, all you people, give ear, all you inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to Yahweh a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious and is ceased forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption, for he sees that wise men die, likewise the fool and the bruttish or brutish person perishes, and they leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own name, or names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But Yahweh will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his housing is increased, for when he dies he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understands not is like the beasts that perish. That was Psalm 49, the scriptures, the thought for today.